kiss your husband or your significant other when they walk through the door. Schedule one-on-one time with your children. Make dinner time a priority for your family. Keep your home clean, neat, and organized. This is what we're supposed to do. Women, head of household, men, whoever. This is what we're taught to do, right? As soon as your significant other, the one that you love, walk through that door, give them a kiss, give them a hug. How was your day? What happened? Please let me know. Schedule one-on-one time with your children. If you have multiple children, make sure you have one-on-one time with each one of them so they get their own mommy time. Make dinner time a priority for your family. What do we always hear? Those who eat together and pray together stay together. We do Sunday suppers around here. I love Sunday suppers. Everybody knows in my family, Sunday evening, we do Sunday suppers. We might have to be changing that to Sunday lunches because ball season is upon us. And y'all know Sam Finch loves playing men's softball. Keep your home neat, clean, and organized. Always be tidy, right? What does this sound like? Where do these values and thoughts come from? One of my favorite chapters in the Bible, actually. Are you ready? Proverbs 31 Woman. Hey, this is Ashley with Simply Blessed Designs, and welcome to Unscripted Conversations. So today it sounds like we're going to talk about the Proverbs 31 Woman. That's what I'm describing. Who is the Proverbs 31 Woman and what defines her? This is a woman that has been a role model for hundreds of years. I mean, we've all heard about it. We know that we are supposed to learn this, memorize it, live it. This is the model behavior of a woman. Some see it as old and outdated, but it applies to us today and every day. You want to build your house on a rock foundation because water will wash sand away. You want a strong foundation, and that's what the Proverbs 31 woman is. It is our strong foundation. The Proverbs 31 woman is a married woman, but the characteristics in this woman apply to even single people today. Women's lives today are very hectic, complex, and many women feel pulled in so many different directions. I can speak for this. I wake up, do my Bible study, get dressed, go to work, come home, work on my lunch break, go back to work, finish working, come home, prepare supper, and then I go and do a live, work my business, and then I go to bed and I start all over again. Women are busy. And no, it's not just women, it's men, it's everybody. Everybody is busy. We are so busy. But this is a guideline that is so very powerful, and it tells us how we can bring our lives to order and tells us exactly what we need to prioritize on a day-to-day basis. First, let me tell you who the Proverbs 31 woman is not. The Proverbs 31 woman is not a stereotypical stay-at-home mom who can only be consumed by her husband and her children. I'm not knocking stay-at-home moms at all. That's not what she is. She doesn't stay at home. She doesn't just provide for her family, her kids, and that's it. She is not an obsessed career woman. She does not work 24/7. She's actually both. She's a balance of both who take care of her family, but she's also a go-getter. I mean, we're going to go through, and this is going to be a little weird from what we normally talk about, but we're going to go through step by step, verse by verse. So basically, this is a guideline that is so very powerful. It tells us how to bring our lives to order and what we need to prioritize, just like I just said. The Proverbs 31 woman is a woman of balance. She's smart. She's capable. She is, like I said, a go-getter. She's business savvy. She's not afraid to do things on her own. She's independent. She believes that she has a purpose in this life. She knows that she was put on this earth to serve that specific purpose. And she knows God gave a specific plan for her life and that's what she's going to do. The Proverbs 31 woman strives to live out her purpose, and she doesn't allow others to tell her who she is, what she's supposed to do, what she's supposed to think, how she's supposed to dress, or wait for others to define her, give her permission, and she lives for herself. Other people's opinions don't matter to her. So grab your Bible and open to Proverbs 31 and go along with me. I am in the NLT version, the New Living Translation. It's my favorite version. I love it. I have this study Bible, and basically it breaks it down Barney style for me so I can understand it. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Virtuous and capable. Strength. God did not create you to be a weak woman. Society might lead you to think that you were created to be weak physically, mentally, but God tells you that you were created for strength. A woman of good character. You can develop your character in four different ways. The first, control our thoughts. Just like I said last week, when a bad thought comes, switch it immediately for something good and positive. Number two, practicing Christian virtues. The Bible lays it all out. You just have to read it and do what it says. Number three, guard your heart. You know what they say about developing a tough skin. Number four, keep good company. You know, there is no room for junk in your life. And it doesn't even matter how close that junk is related to you. You have a life and a job to protect your heart and your character. Because when you leave here, what do people say about you? What do they say about your character? What kind of person were you? Are you going to leave this earth a memory? Or are you going to leave this earth when people say, oh my goodness, she was such an amazing person. She was so kind and honest, and she always helped and gave her time to others. We'll get into that in a minute. And then it goes to say, rubies are rare. They're precious. They are very hard to find. You are valuable. Everyone was bought with the price. You know that, right? Jesus died on the cross for each one of us, and that is how valuable each and every one of us is to God. Verse 11, her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. People can place their confidence in her. She's trustworthy. She's not a liability to her family. She can handle finances. She will be truthful. She will be honest. She will be trustworthy. You know, don't ever make a promise that you can't keep. And don't lie and be responsible. And always, always work for the Lord. Look at your life. Are you putting your energy, value, and resources in things that matter? Don't waste your time, energy, or money on things that are not going to produce anything substantial in your life. Don't waste your time. If somebody treats you in a bad way, love them from a distance. Forgive them and love them from a distance. If that junk is closely related to you, be kind, be courteous, love them from a distance. Don't be disrespectful. Even though we want to say things. Oh my goodness, we want to say things, but we can't. Verse 12, she brings him good, not harm, all of the days of her life. She does him good. Base everything in love and good intention. That's all you have to do. You just love people like you're supposed to. Don't be jealous. Don't be vengeful. Don't be hurtful. Just love people. Everything coming from you should be done in love. The words that you come out of your mouth, the actions that you're doing. Celebrate each other, especially their successes. Do not be jealous. We hit on this the other week. If your friend is successful, don't be jealous. Don't be worried just because you don't have that. You celebrate your friend's successes, and then you work twice as hard to be successful. You pick each other up. You don't put each other down. Don't compare yourself to others. God made each of us for a specific purpose in this life. And then it goes to say, she will do him good all the days of her life. Consistency. When people talk about you, and you know they do, what do they say? Does the version that they get of you depend on the day? How many cups of coffee you've had? If you've had a bad morning, are you going to lash out at them? Or do you live your life as you should every single day? God created us to be consistent and level, not a hot mess. That's just my craft, and I'm a hot mess crafter. Be consistent every single day. If you've had a bad morning and you just spoke to somebody and they were ugly to you and they made you mad and, oh, you just can't stand it, the next person that crosses your path, is it their fault? No. You forget about that conversation with that person that was ugly that you just had. You forget about it. It doesn't matter. It's gone. Give it to God and let it go. You treat the next person with a smile. You speak cordially, nicely, politely, and then you move on, because you don't let the person that was ugly to you totally ruin your day or mess with your character, because your character speaks volumes over you, not them. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She's a hard worker. She works with her hands. She pays attention to what she brings into her home. What do you allow in your life? And this is not just for married women. Single women also. Junk, it might be the key word in all this. Don't bring junk into your home. Be careful of what you watch on TV. Be careful of who you open your heart to. Work is not a chore. Work for anything like you are working for the Lord. She rejoices and doesn't make everyone's life miserable because she has to work. She has a good attitude. She is joyful. Colossians 22:23, do your best work for the real master. It doesn't matter if anyone notices the work that you're doing. Don't do it for attention. Don't do it for recognition. Do it for the one who matters, because God is watching. Verse 14, she's like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She is resourceful. She is creative. Instead of focusing on what she doesn't have, she looks at what she does have. She uses what she does have to obtain what she needs. Don't live your life with a I don't have an attitude. Well, I can't do that because I don't have that. I can't do that because I'm not good enough. No. Look at what is in front of you. What you do have is what God has put in front of you at this time. He has opened a door for you to walk through. All you have to do is walk in the confidence that God has a plan for us and ask Him to show you, what do I do? 1 Timothy 4:4, don't neglect the gifts you have. Take care of what God has given you. Don't let the devil distract you on where God is putting you. If you are going through trials and tribulations, there's a reason behind it. God might think that you need to be a little bit stronger in that department. Verse 15, she gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plans the day's work for her servant girls. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household. So she rises before her family and feeds them. She is not idle. She is not lazy. And this verse is not about getting up and cooking in the middle of the night. Nobody in my house does that. Well, it could be. I don't know. My mama told me when I was little, I used to cook hot dogs in the microwave at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. That's just what she said. I guess I was hungry, but I was like 3 or 4 years old. I was little. It's more about not being lazy. You are going to stand before God and give an account for your life. So you know what you do? You live every single day to the fullest and you make it count. Make it count. She is prepared and she serves. The greatest among you is a servant. Acts 20:25. Verse 16, she goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She considers a field and buys it. She looks at property and chooses to plant something that will have a lifelong impact and provide value and future. Are you wise with your money? Are you using it in a way that will produce something valuable for the future? She is willing to work. You can't just plant something and walk away from it. You have to love it and nurture it and pull the weeds out. What are the weeds? The weeds are the bad stuff. Remember when I said be careful and don't keep junk around? Your company. The company you keep, the weeds that get in there and they smother all that goodness and all that beauty. You got to pull out the bad. Galatians 6:9, be faithful and don't give up. Plan it, have faith in it, and don't give up. Don't walk away from it. Verse 17, she is energetic and strong. She is a hard worker. She guards herself with strength and wraps herself in armor. She is prepared for action and she is prepared to run the race. You know, there's always an easy way out. You can say, I'm not ready. That's too hard. That's too much of a challenge. I can't do it. Do not be scared. Be strong. Be courageous. Where does it say that in the Bible and how many times? Be a woman ready to run the whole race and take care of yourself. You make up your mind that you're going to do something and you do it. A lot of people are like that anyways. My husband, once he makes up his mind on something, that's it. We doing it. You are not changing his mind. Take care of yourself spiritually and physically. You have to take care of the physical body that is your temple that God gave you. Why? So you can take care of what he has called you to do. He has a specific plan. We've talked about this. He has a specific plan that you are supposed to do in your life. And you can't do it if you don't take care of your physical body that he has given you. Verse 18, she makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. She doesn't put out her light. Now that she's experiencing the rewards of her labor, she is a shining light that cannot be extinguished. No matter what darkness you're going through, don't ever let anything remove your light. You always shine. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. Bring others joy, peace, understanding. Fruits of the Spirit, y'all. I think I say that on every single podcast. Walk into the darkness and don't worry about it. You let your light shine for all to see. Verses 19 and 20. Her hands are busy spinning thread. Her fingers are twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. Be generous. Stretches out her hands to the poor and the needy. She's a giver. Even if she has to work or make things to fix them, she is willing to look at any circumstance and finds a way to help. That's what she does. She is generous. She loves to help. Proverbs 22:9, Luke 6:4. Look them up. We can all give something. It's not always about giving money. It's about showing someone love and care and nurturing and being kind to them. Verse 21, she has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She is not afraid of snow. She takes care to be prepared, and her family are clothed for victory. They're ready for anything. They are ready. They're ready for the cold. They're not worried about the troubles that will come because she's got this. She stands in God's righteousness and grace. She understands the power, the love. She has nothing to fear because she knows that God will give her victory over anything that comes her way. Verse 22, she makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. She takes care of herself. She presents herself well. If you're going to be trusted by God to do big things, you have to take care of yourself. You take pride in yourself, in the way that you dress, your physical body, your actions, what you say, what comes out of your mouth. Why? 1 Corinthians 6:19, body is a temple for the Holy Spirit within you. Verse 23, her husband is well known at the city gates where he sits with the other civic leaders. You are there for supporting and encouraging the people God has put in our lives. Be smart and marry a good man. Because I'm going to tell you what, if he's a butt munch when you're dating him, he's not going to change. He's going to be a butt munch after you marry him. Does a shoe size change? No. Shoes don't grow. They don't stretch. Men don't change. Women don't change. Don't marry a butt munch. Verse 24, she makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to merchants. She's a worker. She provides not only for others so that they will have these items, but she's providing for her family. You will never know the door that God will open for you and how he's going to use something in your life. Psalm 23:5, he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Be conscious of what is in front of you. Don't fill your life with junk. Verse 25, she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. She knows the Lord is the strength of her life. Even if you are tired and run down and feeling unappreciated, always remember that God is your strength. He can always rise up inside you. All you have to do is ask him. She laughs at the future because she knows nothing can harm her. She has 100% God confidence. She has confidence in God, trust in God, and she is prepared. You have nothing to be afraid of if you are truly walking on God's path, and you will have confidence in what he brings to your life. He's not going to give you anything that you cannot handle. Verse 26, when she speaks, her words are wise. She gives instructions with kindness. When she opens her mouth, wisdom and kindness spew out. Loving instruction pours from her lips. This is the only passage that talks about her words. She speaks with love, kindness, and gentleness. Are you kind or are you critical and mean? Do you speak love or do you attack and speak negatively? Do you listen to respond or do you listen to understand? Your tongue, no matter what you say, it could have such an effect on somebody, whether it's a positive or negative. When you speak to your husband, your children, your friends, what are you saying? Are you always careful and conscious of what comes out of your mouth, how it comes out of your mouth? A lot of times it's not the words. It's the tone. If you want to be a woman who people really listen to, you don't have to speak ugly and raise your voice. You just have to speak with love, who is wise and always offers good advice. Verse 27, she carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. She watches out for her house, her whole family. She doesn't ignore anything. She pays attention to her home and her life. Are you aware of what's going on with your children, your grandchildren? Do you guard and protect your husband, your children, your home? Psalms 127:3, children are a gift, a reward from our Heavenly Father. You know, it's not the school's job to raise your kids. They're not babysitters. It's not anybody else's job to raise your children. It is your job. You don't send them to school so you can have a break or a vacation. You send them to school to get educated, and they need to learn how to act in your house. They're your children. You teach them how to sit down and have manners. Verse 28, her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. Her husband also speaks of her in glowing terms. When your husband or your significant other or, you know, a friend, your kids, are they happy when they talk about you? Do they smile? The people around her praise her, honor her, respect her. They call her happy. God has called you to be happy and blessed. The Proverbs 31 woman seeks the kingdom of God first and foremost. And if you do that, if you seek what God wants you to do, if you stay on his path, if you seek his kingdom, he will bring you nothing but happiness and blessings. You want to be appreciated by others? Looking into your life because it's the Lord's strength and it's confidence in the Lord that keeps you happy. Verse 29, there are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Many daughters have done well, but you have excelled well. She has excelled in strength of character, moral strength, and everything that God gives her, she excels. She goes out of her way to do the best possible job. If you can be a woman of character, then God will use you to be an example for others. He will raise the bar. Don't be a part of the gossip, the junk, and the negativity. Bring a new level to those around you. Be worthy of honor and praise. None of us are perfect. We all have our weaknesses, but let's do our very best to be worthy of honor and praise. Verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Charm is deceitful, beauty is vain and quickly fades, but she lives in the fear of the world. She will be praised throughout eternity. Charm and beauty speak of our outward appearance. It'll fade. It'll go away. We'll get old. We'll get wrinkles. We'll get gray hair. Each one of us is called to take care of the physical body that God has given to us, but it's temporary. Your heart is what will last forever. Your character is true beauty. That is the true beauty that shines from your heart inside. Inner beauty comes from a true inner love from God. God is number one. He is first above all else. Be celebrated for your internal beauty because of your inner beauty. Verse 31, reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Give her the credit that is due. All of her loving works of righteousness will be rewarded in those final gates where she gets to meet her heavenly Father. She is living her life for God and her rewards from Him by doing His work. Diligently seek Him and praise Him. May our lives be something that when we're in public, others see what God is doing in us and through us. Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before others. God will bring success and happiness to your life when you prioritize your life and bring honor to the right areas. So who is the Proverbs 31 woman? She is strong and has good character. She is trustworthy and loving. She is consistent. She seeks good things. She delights in working. She is resourceful and creative. She is prepared and serves happily. She is smart and willing. She is ready for action. She is a light that shines, and she is a true giver. She is fearless. She takes care of herself and her family. She's a good influence. She has a good attitude. She is honorable and full of joy. She looks forward to the future. She is praised, and she speaks with love. She is full of mercy and kindness. She guards her house. And she guards her heart. She is happy and she is blessed. She excels and she is an imperishable beauty. She is rewarded and admired. We can all be the Proverbs 31 woman. This is who God has called and created and chose you and me to be. He has equipped us with everything we need to be this woman. So let's do it. Thank you so much for listening to me. I hope you got something out of this, and I will see y'all back next week. Thanks, y'all.